You know, this is wild. Crypto's becoming a political powerhouse. Imagine, the whole industry is now flooding the system with cash to shape laws in Washington. It's like watching a tech revolution unfold, but in the halls of power.
Exactly. And it's not just talk, it's real money. Fairshake, this crypto pack, just poured $5 million into Barry Moore's Senate race in Alabama. That's not just a donation. It's a calculated move to secure a seat where crypto-friendly rules can be written.
Oh, it's not just about winning a seat. It's about shaping the future of crypto. Moore's a rep, right? He's positioning himself as a bridge between old politics and the blockchain world. That's huge.
And Fairshake, that's not just throwing money around. They spent $130 million in the 2024 cycle, more than any other single-issue campaign. That's a signal. Crypto's not just a tech trend anymore. It's a lobbying force.
Right. This race in Alabama is a microcosm. The Senate is where the big laws get made, and crypto's desperate to get a seat at the table. Moore's campaign is basically saying, hey, I get it, blockchain s the future.
Fairshake's strategy is all about precision. Instead of spreading money thin, they're targeting races where their support could be decisive. Alabama's a key battleground because it's a swing state, and the Senate's the ultimate legislative battlefield.
And the stakes. Hi. If Moore wins, crypto gets a champion in the Senate. That's the whole point. This isn't just about money, it's about influence. The industry's realizing they can't just innovate, they need to advocate.
This isn't just a short-term play. It's a long game. By investing in candidates who prioritize innovation, they're building relationships with lawmakers. It's about ensuring their voices are heard when the big bills get drafted.
And the impact? It's reshaping politics. Candidates now have to answer to crypto's lobby. It's like the industry's finally saying, we matter, and we're not going to be ignored.
The takeaway. Crypto's not just a tech sector anymore. It's a political force. The $5 million in Alabama is a symptom of a bigger shift. The industry's stepping into the spotlight, ready to fight for its future.
And if they succeed, the next chapter of American politics might be written by blockchain enthusiasts. It's a wild ride, but it's happening.
Exactly. The crypto revolution isn't just about code, it's about power. And the game, that's just getting started.